get ready here. So, I come from the world of cybersecurity, which is probably a very different kind of realm that you work in. I'm hoping that I can share some concepts and ideas that you might be able to integrate into discussions you might have with your clients or with the organizations that you work with. There's some basic tenets to cybersecurity that every industry is grappling with right now. So really no industry is immune to it. And for example, at my firm at Bishop Fox, we work with several legal firms to help them with their internal cybersecurity. And we also get protected under counsel to work with their clients. So I have some sense of potentially where you might be coming from, but we'll see. So my presentation today is how to play and win at incident response. Now, what I'm referring to is cybersecurity incident response. There's lots of incidents that could occur in a business, operational, but from a security perspective, we're talking about security incidents that could become security breaches. That's the word we want to say, shh, don't say that word. Because the word breach means something very specific. But before something becomes a breach, before data is exposed, before you have to call in the lawyers to help figure out how we're going to handle this, it's an incident. So when is the right time for a company to start thinking about incident response? Of course, it's easy for me to say, no time like the present, this is what I do, so I'm very familiar with the space. But what's interesting is I've actually heard excuses that companies have given me about why they don't have an incident response plan or why they haven't thought about this yet. They say things like, well, we haven't had an incident yet. Why would we prepare for one? And that's exactly like saying, well, my house has never burned down. Why would I ever think about how to prevent it from burning down? It's a preventative measure that warrants some evaluation.